The immigration bill returns. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate will take up the immigration compromise after all, thanks to a compromise on the compromise, which will allow frustrated Republicans to offer their amendments. President Bush has tried to move the ball with an amendment of his own to satisfy hardliners who feel that he's soft on enforcement.
To answer these concerns, I support an amendment that will provide $4.4 billion in immediate additional funding for securing our borders and enforcing our laws at the work site.
But he worries that once again, politics will take over.
We've got to summon the political courage to move forward on comprehensive reform. Doing nothing is not a solution.
And it's the politics of this issue that prompted this email. Sheila writes, "Dear Dave, a very big issue for both political parties is who gets the Hispanic vote. That means a big hang-up about, quote, amnesty." She goes on to say that there needs to be a way to take the potential of 12 million new voters out of the equation. And she proposes this amendment, that all undocumented immigrants pay the fine, learn English, become permanent residents, but never be allowed to vote. The current generation of illegals, as a penalty for breaking the law, would never be allowed to vote. If they want to affect a government, they can return to Mexico, she says. And that, says Sheila, would take a lot of the politics out of the debate because the votes of the workers most directly affected would be off the table. And no question, much of the Republican reluctance on this issue is due to the suspicion that Democrats see a whole new voting bloc. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.